So what do we know for sure about Intel's problems? Its boss has told employees the chipmaker needs to get back to its roots to empower engineers to remove organisational complexity, and that job can't be done without pain. The pain will involve layoffs and a reduction in its worldwide workforce. Mr. Lip-Bu-Tan didn't specify numbers, but Bloomberg has reported a 20% global cut. It's still not known how this might impact Intel's Irish operation and its 4,900 staff. Adrian Weckler is the technology editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, what's gone wrong at Intel?
Well, what's gone wrong essentially is that Intel has missed most of the technological innovations over the last decade. Started with smartphones, it completely missed that boat, and then with artificial intelligence. So its value now is a fraction of rivals such as Nvidia and other chip companies, which make most of the chips for artificial intelligence services like ChatGPT or Google Gemini. Now, the company is trying to catch up there. For example, its facility in Leixlip, its new plant there, is capable of making AI chips, but it's a long, long road to catch up.
So they have the capacity to do it. Do they have the capability to do it, though? Do they have the expertise to do it, and can they do it?
Well, that's the plan. I mean, the CEO, Lip-Bu-Tan, he has two priorities. His first is to try and get the ship in order, and that's where the cost cutting comes in. Last night, we heard of a plan to cut $1.5 billion in costs over the next 2 years. Now, there were some clues in terms of what that would mean for job cuts as well, because he did say, or the company did say, that that would probably affect the areas of research and development, marketing and administration. And there were also a few clues as well in terms of the Irish workforce, neutral to good in the sense that most of the staff in Leixlip are involved in manufacturing. On the negative side, the company said that they would be implementing a return to office rule, and that will probably affect some of the staff that were based in Intel's base in Shannon. But his second priority then is to try and get Intel up to scratch to make chips that will power these AI services. That's going to take 5 to 10 years.
How will workers in Intel and Leixlip be feeling this morning? A little more confident, a little less confident about their futures?
They will be feeling neutral, maybe a little bit better. Now, don't forget, whatever number that Intel has in mind for its actual layoffs, it has to inform the state, the government, about that if it intends to implement that in Ireland. So the company is saying that it won't have an actual solid number in mind till June or July, because it hasn't actually figured out the areas, all of the areas where it needs to cut staff. Leixlip's strength is that it is majority manufacturing, and it spent 17 billion euro on that Fab 34 plant. That is a very advanced plant. Intel needs that plant. It needs it to be producing chips. So it's unlikely to make too many cuts there.
Now, we did look for interviews this morning with government ministers, Peter Burke or James Lawless, and neither of them was available to us. But could you hazard a guess at what sort of cuts in terms of workers we might see in Leixlip?
It's genuinely too hard to say. So we have been given guidance that what the CEO, Lip-Bu-Tan, is really interested in is in streamlining the layers of management. He has long said that there's too much bureaucracy in the company. He actually left the board of Intel last year after a row with the then CEO, Pat Gelsinger, because Lip-Bu-Tan was arguing that the company was too bloated. It took too long to make decisions. Now, apply that to Leixlip in Kildare. There aren't actually that many layers of management there. The vast majority of people who work there are in manufacturing. There is some design as well. So it's hard to see, and it's way too early to call which, if any, categories might be vulnerable in Leixlip.
Thank you for the analysis. That's Adrian Weckler, technology editor with Independent Newspapers. 17 minutes past eight.
Let's stay with the story. Speak to Rose Conway-Walsh. She's Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, tourism and employment. Rose Conway-Walsh, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What's your understanding of what's happening at Intel and what's going to happen to workers here?
Well, I suppose we had the news last night, as Adrian filled in there, but what I would say is our focus and our thoughts right now are with Intel workers. and their families. But in the global turbulence that we're going through right now, Gavin, every CEO of every multinational company, not just in the tech sector, must be looking at how they become leaner. And indeed, as the language of Intel was used, how they deal with the organizational complexities that they have. So we can take it as a given that workforces will be impacted. Now, there is a bit of a reprieve, obviously, for Intel workers, but I think there absolutely needs to be an acute, sharp focus from government in what needs to be done now to recognize and protect the enabling conditions that have delivered economic growth for us in the past. You know, we've had a globalized economy, a growing EU market to participate in, and the educated workforce and the skills for growing the business sector. So Ireland now must establish how it will position itself in this global context and define a pathway for growth. So I say, why it's Intel this morning, it will be somebody else next week. And that's why we need to get on and do what needs to be done in that space.
We'll talk about that wider situation in just a moment. But to stay with Intel just for now, are we deluding ourselves if we think that Intel workers in Ireland are going to be spared the worst of these cuts, given the scale of the operation here? 4,900 workers, some of them are going to lose their jobs, aren't they?
Yeah, it does look like that. Now, I think the best that we can hope for is that the minimum number will not lose their jobs. So if we were to look back, I suppose, on the history of Intel, there was 130 layoffs in 22. Now, I suppose what we can take solace from is the fact that the number, the 4,900 number, has remained consistent there.
Yes.
So, and because the focus is on manufacturing semiconductors and engineering, again, I think we can hope that the minimum number will be impacted there. But it would be foolish to think that it's only Intel that's involved in what's happening at the moment and what needs to be done. So I think we can't over-focus on Intel either, but use it as an example. So we can take heart, but we can't live on hope.
Okay.
We have to have very determined focus on what we need to do as a country and as an island.
Okay, well, if you were Enterprise Minister, what would you do?
Well, the first thing I would do is to call a round table of business, government and third level institutions to come together to offer in a very time limited environment what are the best prospects for the island economy. Now, if we look at what we need to be doing, Gavin, is to identifying the next Stripe, the next Kerrygold and the next Guinness and ask what do we need to do to make those firms grow. So if we take the last generation of tech giants, they arrived in Ireland, they were mostly research ready. This may not happen again. So what we need to look at, say, the doctoral research, the university incubation centres, the employment environment here. Now, many workers in those sectors are in short contracts, precarious workers. It's a simple thing that can be done. The other thing, we need to absolutely focus on R&D and innovation. So we need to have public bodies and governments promoting innovation and the procurement of innovation.
Do we not have that?
Well, we don't. Not at the speed that we need to, Gavin, we don't. We need to, for example, take better advantage of the Horizon programme. That needs to be fully utilised.
What's that?
We need to release the Horizon programme, the EU programme for innovation and research and development. Again, we don't maximise that, I think, to its full potential. We need very much an all-island approach. We also need to release the monies, the 1.5 billion that are available in the National Training Fund. That was there to upskill workers, to train workers. Businesses paid into that. That money needs to be released to get into lifelong learning, to upskill people, to make people ready in that sense. And obviously, we need to address the infrastructure capacity constraints as well.
Which the government say they're going to do.
Well, you see, they say they're going to do, Gavin, and that's part of the problem. But I think what business need to see right now, whether they be multinational or indigenous, is action. They need action in that space, not just more promises.
Okay.
Now, the IDA and Enterprise Ireland also, they have worked very well in this country, but I think they need to be involved. They need to be working with government and agencies. They need to demonstrate an agility and innovation in responding to the crisis that we're in right now. So there are many practical things that we need to do, but we need action and we need it right now and we need an all-island approach.
Rose Conway-Walsh, Sinn Féin spokesperson. spokesperson on enterprise, tourism and employment. Thank you. 22 minutes past 8.